back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1. 97.1 FM Talk. There you go. And Frank Kramer joins us. Nice to see you, dude.
Good to see you as well.
Yes. And he's going
to
be out
to see Gina.
At the Grove tomorrow night at 8 p.m. So buzz out there. How late will that go till? 2 a.m.?
Probably 2 a.m.
You getting a car?
I'm getting a car. Yeah. Definitely. Hell, I take a car here.
Yeah, well, if you're going to go to the Grove tomorrow, get there early. But I guess it's pretty big, 1,500 people.
I think, 1,500 to 2,000 people.
I like to slide out there. You're going to be out there, down there, what, till 2 a.m.?
Yeah, I won't remember you coming down by the time you get there, but I'll be there.
It'll be midnight. All right, we do the news every night at 9 o'clock with our little buddy Gina Grad, everyone.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Back up.
What do you do when they turn on what?
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
What do you do when they turn on what?
All right, Gina, what's going on? I guess there's news going on, huh?
Yeah, a lot of news right now. Well, with the race to the White House in full tilt, candidates Obama and McCain are making the rounds on various talk shows promoting their respective campaigns. McCain, however, missed an opportunity to promote himself when he snubbed talk show host David Letterman this week.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we have a couple clips. In this first clip, Letterman accuses McCain of lying in order to get out of the appearance.
Wow, look at that. Yeah. All right, here we go.
When John McCain, and he was nice enough to call me on the phone and said he was racing back to Washington.
Yeah.
And our people here were told it's so serious, he's getting on a plane immediately and racing back to Washington. And now we've just been told, here, take a look. Do we have it on the thing?
This is
going live. There he is right there.
He was imbued with the Democratic.
Doesn't seem to be racing to the airport, does he? this just got.
Is he doing an interview with Katie Couric?
Exactly, he's being interviewed by Katie Couric.
this just gets uglier and uglier. I'm feeling bad for the man to have participated in this. I mean, you first of all, the road to the White House runs right through me.
That always.
There you go.
Very good.
Yeah. In the next clip, we have two more. Letterman offers to assist the presidential candidates. That's very nice of them.
All right. Here we go.
Well, let's just punch up Katie Couric's interview. And Keith, you can go back to wherever you came from. Let's just see what he has to say here. This would be interesting. I wonder if he'll mention me. Hey, John, I got a question. You need a ride to the airport?
I believe. Who was the guest that he filled in instead of McCain?
Keith Olbermann.
Yeah.
Keith Olbermann?
There you go.
Oh, all right.
And finally, Letterman highlights another show that will have McCain on as a guest.
All right.
We're told now that the senator has concluded his interview with Katie Couric, and he's now on Rachel Ray's show making veal piccata. What are you going to do?
That's pretty funny
so
stuff.
So note to self, don't lie to David Letterman.
Yes, fantastic.
No, I did a little tease this morning, because you teased during Tom Likas for yourself, and then we teased during Adam Carolla for our show, and
right.
I went on and I said, hey, this is Frank with the Frost, Howdy, and Frank show. And I'd like to make an announcement that we're going to postpone the Frost, Eddie, and Frank show for the next couple of days. The country's in crisis, and I feel I need it in Washington. So
excellent.
God bless you, and God bless America. And people are like, the party's canceled tomorrow? I'm like, no, idiots.
Yeah.
It's not.
Not going to Washington,
yeah. Read
you
the
dopes.
Paper.
Yeah, it amazes me what people believe.
I know.
It really is unbelievable.
Doesn't it make you feel a little good, though, that with the country in crisis, all they're worried about is getting to your party?
Yeah, and they actually think I'm leaving to go to Washington to help. Wow. Yeah.
That Frank.
Frank Kramer's going to hammer it out. you know what? You couldn't hurt it, I bet. You know?
I couldn't hurt it. One suggestion today we talked about a little bit, and someone's like, let's just make pot legal.
Right.
And just tax that, and that's where we use the money from.
Yeah, and it's over. You get the $700 billion in a week.
It's a great idea. Between that and
just from my house.
Oh, yeah. Between that and commercial sex workers, we would we'd be done.
I like
Enjoy
the way you think.
Ourselves.
Thank you very much.
That's why I like
you.
My favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
She's already
come prepared every day, unlike that bitch I work with.
Wow. Who shall remain nameless? Frosty.
Exactly.
You know, there's always been a rumor going around that Marlboro or some of the cigarette companies are ready to start selling pot when it becomes legal.
Philip Morris.
Yeah, Philip Morris. Yeah. They're ready to roll the next day. You know, they have the machines. They can
I
get
think if,
so great.
So what What tobacco company would you trust to have the best weed?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you would trust a tobacco company. I think a lot of guys like Malibu Dan would become billionaires. You know?
I know which one I'd trust. I'd say hands down American Spirits. Hands down.
American Spirits weed?
Yeah. Because they're all into, you know, the whole native kind of hippie vibe. And I think they'd really corner the market and really know what the people want. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You know, but I think, obviously, if it became legal, you could sell it anywhere.
Yeah.
If you sold it like 7-Eleven, you would never be able to buy anything else at 7-Eleven. The lines would go in and out of the aisles and then out the
store.
You'd
never leave.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, talk about a one-stop shop. I'll definitely need some Cheetos, a couple of those candy bars. Yeah.
And 7-Eleven.
Maybe a Gatorade for later.
Right. But they should do that. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, make weed legal.
Nobody calls.
And it's over. You know?
Kramer 08.
Yes.
Actually, it's Kramer Hathaway 08. I put Dan Hathaway on the ticket.
No, it's all right.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
All right. All right, let's.
Oh, you guys don't know why?
No, I know. No. Why.
Oh, okay. Everyone knows why, right?
No, I don't know why.
Oh, you don't know why?
No.
She came out in Esquire magazine saying that she had anal sex with her boyfriend and she loves it. And she thinks that every woman out there who's not having it is missing out on something in life. And so I put her on my ticket.
Wow. Fantastic.
So to speak, yeah.
Well, yeah. And you know what? She would win any debate with a guy. Because she could always go to her ace in the hole, so to speak. You know?
And it made her even hotter for me. I mean, she was always cute, you know, as that Princess Bride or wherever she was. And then in the Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
Right. Now she's smoking.
Yeah, now Dad's like on the toilet thumbing through the magazine and goes, Hey, honey, did you read this?
She said it made her feel more, like, feminine in a way she's never felt before.
Really? Wow.
That's what she said.
Wow.
I don't know. Huh.
Didn't make you feel that way?
Huh.
Randy, it make you feel feminine?
Made me feel very feminine the first time.
Well, I think, you know, he was easy on her the first time. He only stuck it in Hathaway.
Oh, my goodness.
I used that this morning, too. I thought of that, and I was like, oh, my God, I got to use it. I'm going to use it twice on our show.
How'd that go over?
And Conway's show. I'm pretty good this morning.
Excellent.
Not so much now. Not so much now.
Hathaway. That's classic. Hey, Gina, what else is going on in that news, baby?
Well, the bizarre Dutch policy of allowing smokers to smoke marijuana but not tobacco has left a Netherlands man with a fine for mixing the two substances in public.
Uh-oh.
Zero tolerance to tobacco smoking in Dutch cafes and restaurants is being exercised since a ban came into force last July. Officials say that the man was not fined for smoking a cannabis joint, but for smoking tobacco, because one cannot smoke tobacco in a coffee shop.
Wow.
He is expected to contest the case in court.
So you can smoke weed, you can't smoke tobacco.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I like it.
I think we have it backwards.
Yeah, it's a lot, huh? I mean, you could...
People don't mind you smoking weed around them.
Well, you know, break it down. One gives you a secondhand carcinogen, and one just gives you a contact high. So
yeah.
I think the Dutch have it right.
I know, but see, but I'm looking 10 years in the future. If this world keeps spinning the way it's spinning right now, it'll be illegal to smoke a cigarette in a restaurant, but it won't be able. It will be legal for two guys to have intercourse in the restaurant.
Yeah,
this is a world I'm excited
That's
about
where we're
living
going.
In.
Yeah. Yeah. Not so excited on my end.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You'd be like, that's going to be legal, but I can't light up a cigarette?
Sir, you're going to have to step outside with that.
Yeah. But what about this guy lighting up that guy's tuchus?
I'm going to be like
cool.
Wally. All you people are going to leave the planet, and I'll just be chilling with the gays and the smokers.
Eventually, there's going to be another civil war in this country, because the Democrats hate the Republicans and vice versa. And you see some of these states, like Washington, D.C. is 85% supports Obama. And Utah, I think McCain is winning by 38%. So, I mean, those are two groups that don't see eye to eye on almost anything. And I think eventually there's going to be like states that are going to be Republican and states that are going to be Democrats. And the states that are going to be Democratic, you won't have Fox News. You won't have the Drudge Report or
Wolf
the Wall
Blitzer,
Street Journal
hours a day.
Or Rush Limbaugh. It'll be beautiful. You know, it'll just be Dr. Laura all day and
well,
Stephanie
definitely
Miller.
Have that war before, you know, guys start having gay sex and Benny Hunt.
Yeah. But isn't that what Republicans want? Every state to do their own thing anyway, so they kind of win if that happens, right?
No, I think there are going to be states that are going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot of people that have had an ass full of, so to speak, of...
You can't get Anne Hathaway out of your mind.
Of these different lifestyles. I mean, listen, there's a lot of people in Utah that move to L.A. because they like the freedom. You know, right. You can smoke weed, you can be gay, you can do whatever you want. And there's a lot of people that move from L.A. back to Utah because they like not to get killed and they like, you know, no graffiti and, you know, the cops doing their job and stuff like that. Right. So they're two different, you know, lifestyles. But they don't mix, you know?
Yeah.
They're really tough to mix. All right, anything else going on in the news there, Gina?
Yes, well, in other political news, Katie Couric had the opportunity to interview Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin recently. In this clip, Palin comes to her running mate John McCain's aid as Katie asked the hard-hitting questions regarding McCain's track record in Washington.
All righty, here we go. Palin, man.
I think that the example that you just cited with his warnings 2 years ago about Fannie and Freddie, that's paramount. That's more than a heck of a lot of other senators and representatives did for us.
But he's been in Congress for 26 years. He's been chairman of the Powerful Commerce Committee, and he is almost all...
Yeah, we get it. All right, anything else in the news?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Can I just say one thing, if you don't feel... I'll just wrap it up for you.
Right.
Pretty little bow.
My pants undone?
I got to start looking at these... I got to start looking at these news clips before we air them.
It's not The View.
Everything is left wing.
No.
1, 2, 3, 4. And what's the passport thing?
Never mind that. That's just...
1, 2, 3, 4. All of the clips are crazy anti-McCain crap.
Tonight. But
no,
we
no,
definitely...
No.
Oh. No,
sweetheart, they're always no, got a left angle here.
Hey, just because they're saying some silly stuff, you know, we gotta capture it.
I know, but you never cover the other side.
That's not true.
Starting on Monday, I'm gonna decide what the clips are gonna be on this show. Because you guys are losing the audience here. Nobody likes left wing radio. Don't you understand that? It doesn't work in the world.
You like Palin?
Yeah, I like Palin.
You do? Why?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think she's, you know... Well, here's why I like her. Because she's not related to anybody. She doesn't have a husband who was president. She became mayor and then the governor of the state of Alaska. I thought that's it's quite an achievement for a woman to do that.
Did anybody else want it?
Was she running unopposed?
Yeah.
Did we look into that?
Nobody's really looked into that.
I think somebody else. But listen, left-wing radio doesn't work. Air America doesn't work.
Maybe she won that governorship at a raffle at a Chili Pepper.
Bingo!
For hockey equipment.
Yes.
No, I'm with you, Tim. I really am.
Rush
I know you don't
Limbaugh
think so.
Rush Limbaugh signed a $400 million deal.
And Janine Garofalo's broke.
And Janine Garofalo is without a job.
Right.
All right. So this...
He does have a point.
This constant left-wing crap on radio doesn't work. It works on TV, but not on radio.
Okay.
No left-wing shows work on radio.
Would you like to know what Sarah Palin thinks about hiking backpacks?
No. What's next?
Okay.
Oh, that's the passport thing?
Maybe.
All right, let's play that. Here's another anti-Republican mess.
I'm not one of those who maybe came from a background of, you know, kids who perhaps graduate college and their parents get them a passport and give them a backpack and say, go off and travel the world. No, I've worked all my life. In fact, I've usually had two jobs all my life until I had kids. I was not a part of, I guess, that culture.
All right.
See, I respect that. I think that's a very lovely statement. She's a hardworking gal.
Yes, very hard worker. All right, anything else?
She always talks like she's holding in a fart. Like she's got that nervous talk. When you talk to her, she's got that, like she's holding in air because she doesn't want to let any air out of either end. So she's got that nervous talk.
Yeah, she does seem nervous. But then again, quite an accomplishment.
Oh.
I mean, to go from, you know, having five kids and still be the governor of a state.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. And she's what, 44? She's 43 years old. She's my age.
Wow.
And she's a governor of the state of Alaska. You don't think that's a big deal?
I think it's a huge deal. And I don't appreciate people who... Actually, Sharon Osbourne went on Ellen yesterday and slammed Sarah Palin. And, you know, whatever, if that's your political view, fine. And then she says at the end, and she should go back on her little iceberg and float away. And everyone starts laughing. I thought, well, that's inappropriate. You know, that's rude. Because a lot of people are making fun of the state she's from, and I think that's kind of stupid. It's still a state in our union, is it not?
By the way,
there's so many other reasons to make fun of her.
Hold on. What the hell is that bitch talking about American politics for?
Yeah.
I mean, why doesn't she get her short, ugly English ass back to England?
Governor.
You know, we don't go over and talk about her effed up country.
Yeah.
So, F her.
Well, you really should be yelling at Ellen, because Ellen said, oh, and coming up next, we're going to have Sharon Osbourne. She set her up, just a nice soft pitch, and said, so, what do you think of our political, you know, what the stuff that's going on? Gave her 12 minutes uninterrupted, went to commercial, and a new guest came on. So,
oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think... Sharon was just the puppet on that one.
Ah, get out of here.
Oh, for the love of God.
All right. Yeah, but Sharon is, I mean, she's a complete mess, too. I mean, you know, she has, isn't she raised some pretty crazy kids?
Yeah, well, apparently they share the same thoughts on graduating college because her kids didn't graduate high school. Sharon Osbourne's kids.
Yeah, her two kids didn't graduate high school.
Yeah.
Why? Why wouldn't they graduate?
They didn't feel like it. They were bored and they just didn't feel like going, yeah.
All right.
You gotta blame Ozzy for a little bit of that.
No, Ozzy's out there earning the money. She should have been raising those kids properly. You know?
I think his sperm just got lucky ramming into her egg.
Oh,
it was like a drunk driver and a school bus of children. A disaster.
All right. Anything else in the news there, Gino?
Yes. Well, finally, text messaging in motor vehicles is about to go the way of making calls on handheld phones here in California. Governor Schwarzenegger signed a bill yesterday that will prohibit California drivers from text messaging beginning January 1st. He signed the Senate Bill 28 that bans the use of an electronic wireless communication device to write, send, or read text-based communication. There will be a fine for $20 for the first offense and $50 for each subsequent offense.
Jesus Christ.
So I'm effed.
All right, you can't text while you drive now. Can you text without looking at the phone?
I can't even text.
Really?
No, I can't, really.
Wow.
I can sort of text, but I got to look at it. I make all kinds of mistakes.
Well, that's the thing a lot of people do, and I saw where people who text and drive, it's like they're three times the legal limit of being intoxicated.
Yeah, isn't
they
that
did,
wild?
Did that test, yeah. And with weed, too, I think. They did the test with pot smoke, alcohol, and texting. And texting was by far the worst thing you could do while driving.
Well, if texting is a $20 fine, and they're three times more likely to kill somebody than a drunk, then drunk driving should be a $7 offense.
I agree.
You know? You get pulled over for drunk driving, here's your $7.
I want to see people who are pulled over for texting doing the field texting test.
And how do you
stand on one foot and type my name.
Yeah.
How do you know if somebody's texting while they're driving? I mean, if you hold it down, the cop can't see what you're doing.
You're looking down.
But if you send it...
It's probable cause.
Yeah.
If you send it, there will be a time-stamped record of when it was sent. And if it was 10 seconds before your accident, you know, they'll put
it
together.
So they could just pull you over for speeding, grab your phone to see if you happen to be texting while you were driving.
Yes, yeah, but what about these women who are putting on mascara while they're driving? Isn't that... You do that?
Every once in a while.
Yeah. Isn't that inherently a little more dangerous than texting?
No, and I'll tell you why. Because you're looking at your rearview mirror, which is in the same place as your windshield, and it's easy to do a little bit of this darting action.
Oh,
it's up and down is much more dangerous than a little side to side.
I have no idea what she's saying.
It's probably more dangerous to see a woman without makeup.
That's true. That causes a lot of accidents.
Put it on. I don't care.
Thank you, Frank.
But there should be a makeup and texting and drunk lane for the freeway. You know, like the number two lane. You get in the number two lane, you can do whatever you want, but don't get out of that lane. Yeah. You know?
You know, that's Anne Hathaway's favorite lane. She loves that lane.
Can't stop thinking about it.
I can't, really, I can't.
All right. Anything else in the news, Gina?
That's what's going on.
All right, the news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
Son, shut up.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you, well, that.
All right, let's talk to Dan in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
Hey, Tim. Why do you feel like you have to censor the news, man?
I'm not censoring it. I just don't want a ton of left-wing crap on this show.
Well, Randy, play the tape back, and let's see if this guy doesn't want to go over the paperwork before Miss Gina Grad, who is... a fine piece
I
of
will egg. Definitely go over the paperwork, and there'll be no more left wing crap on this show. I guarantee you that. And if you don't, and if you don't like it, then you go listen to some other station. Listen to me, you idiot. I'm not stern, but if you can tell me one person in Los Angeles who does a left-wing radio show who's popular, all right? One person. Name me one person.
Over there.
One
Monday,
person.
Tuesday.
One person. Probably. Who is it? Is there a popular left-wing radio show?
A serious show?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know of one.
What was the most... They've never been popular, so there's never a guy who actually was successful. They've always been, like, mediocre, and then they go away.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who broke out and had, like, a very popular...
Al Franken? Did he have a show?
No, yeah, but his show failed. I mean, he was on Air America.
But he was the most successful failure.
Yeah, he was the most successful failure, and he couldn't make money. So I don't know who it is. And, you know, listen, there's a lot of people who think, you know, the left wing is the way to go, but not they don't listen to radio.
Those people don't care.
Yeah, they really, you know, like Rush Limbaugh signed a deal for $400 million.
$400 million.
It's because Republicans have to be convinced every day that they're doing the right thing.
I know.
And they love stroking themselves so much about it.
That's true. That's me.
That they listen to themselves talk.
Let's talk to Gary Miller here. Excuse me. Hey, Gary, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, good to be with you, Tim.
All right, Gary Miller, a great broadcaster, does sports and covers the Dodgers. And the Dodgers won the National League West today. Is that right?
That's right. At 2:32, according to their game notes today. They were not even all, you know, naturally. Didn't know it until somebody told them in the elevator at the ballpark. The rest of them were kind of watching the game, but Manny kind of found out from the elevator operator.
Oh, Jesus, is that right? So Manny's really out of it.
Yeah, I mean, he hit, though.
You know what? Manny Rodriguez is on the Dodgers, and he didn't know that they won the pennant. I was sitting at home watching ESPN online, and I knew they won it.
Right. Yeah, I was watching the game online, you know, pitch by pitch.
Yeah, I do the same thing. You know, I watch on either Yahoo or ESPN. And I watch pitch by pitch, and I can't tell you how much time I've sat there looking at the screen and watching these little balls come down and walk around the screen.
It's amazing when you think that Ronald Reagan used to do, for the road games, the mock games and make them up as they came across the ticker tape to the point that now we're watching a game on the internet with every ball and strike and what part of the strike zone it's in.
I know. It really is a sickness. All right, so Gary, who do you think the Dodgers will play first round?
Well, I'm hoping they play the Cubs because I think that's a more compelling series, and we'd only be two time zones away instead of three in Philadelphia or New York.
Right,
and I just think it's a great series, Dodgers Cubs, with all the history going there, and Manny and Wrigley Field. You know, there's a lot of great storylines. For that to happen, the Brewers have to win the wild card, and they won in the bottom of the 10th on a grand slam, but the Mets beat the Cubs in the bottom of the 9th, so they're tied for the wild card right now. So we need the Brewers to make the playoffs for the Dodgers to face the Cubs.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right, now is that likely?
I think so. The Mets have been pretty cooperative in folding. Unfortunately, Milwaukee has a history of that, too, last year, so...
Yeah.
If that doesn't happen, I think the second likeliest is that they would play at Philadelphia starting Wednesday.
You know, this is how casual L.A. has become about sports. I told Frank when he came in here, I said, hey, the Dodgers won the National League West. And he goes,
who?
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know at all. I'm sorry.
And I had a friend who worked for the Dodgers for 3 years back when I was in college. And I called him today. I go, hey, congratulations. He said, about what? I said, the Dodgers won the National League West. He goes, when did that happen?
Doesn't matter.
That guy worked for the Dodgers.
It was the most bizarre celebration. You know, I wrote about it last night because I knew this could happen if Arizona lost. They would know before they even got to the park. And they said, well, what do you do? Get drunk anyway and go out and play and, you know, spray champagne over yourselves?
And what did they do?
They just got T-shirts and hats and, you know, just kind of congratulate. They will tonight when this game is over. But none of them, even Torrey, who's won 12 of these things before this, none of them ever remembered winning it this way, where you find out... It's almost like getting a text message, hey, you guys are in.
Yeah. Now, what about, are the Dodgers winning this game right now?
Last I looked, they were losing 5-4 in the seventh inning.
Oh,
so
okay.
It doesn't matter. None of their games will matter at all. They're
so
locked
is anyone still
into...
there? I mean, they got the same text message the Dodgers did. Is everyone, like, still watching this game that doesn't matter anymore?
Yeah, it must
be. it was a complete sellout, and once people found out this afternoon, I mean, there was about half empty tonight. So
you can hear them leaving.
You know, that's my luck. I'd had, like, front row tickets to this thing tonight. Yeah. All right, well, I know you got to get back to the news, buddy. We really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of those people probably said, well, I'm going to sit home and watch the USC game. That didn't work out too well either.
And those are the same people that are going to sit at home tomorrow and watch the debate.
Exactly.
Just shut up. All right, thanks for coming on.
With you.
All right,
you
take care of yourself. Gary Miller, everybody. Awfully nice of him to come on. He's down at Dodger Stadium. He does the Dodger pregame show and I believe postgame show to Channel 9. Good guy.
Did he say USC lost? Did he say that?
No, let me see what USC did here. Wait, USC lost? Wait a minute. I didn't know if...
It's almost like that didn't work out too well either, did it?
Wait a minute.
Implying that USC lost?
You got to get a... Hold on one sec. Before we go to break, we got to get a score here.
That's like the spread was 25.
Yeah, I did. I did too. Let's see. College football scoreboard. And this is not going to be good if these USC's lost this thing. Oregon State 27, USC 21.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, man. Wow. USC 21, Oregon State 27. Oregon State is not ranked in the top 40. USC was number one.
Those are the Beavers, right?
Yeah. Imagine how nuts they're going up in Oregon right now.
The Beavers destroyed the Trojans tonight.
Holy
be careful, boys.
Christ. Holy Christ. The, the Trojans lost to the Beavers. That's so crazy.
Don't even have sex tonight. It's not a good night for Trojans and Beavers.
The Trojans failed up at the Beavers. Jesus Christ. What a world we're living in. Number one team in the world in college football loses to the Beavers. All right, very good. All right, it is Tim Conway Jr. and Frank Kramer, and we are live on 97.1 FM Talk.
ninety-seven one FM Talk.
All righty, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Frank Kramer joins us from Frosty, Heidi, and Frank live on 97.1 FM Talk. A big party tomorrow night. And you guys are like, you're acting like you're 20, 21 years old, drinking all night, working all day.
And it's catching up.
Is that right?
Look at my voice. I'm turning into Lycus. I was actually prescribed some steroids for the vocal cords to take down the inflammation. I was like,
yeah,
I'll look like Danny and sound like Lycus. I can't do that.
Stay tuned for the abortion of comedy.
I got to watch it myself, too. I really do. Because Randy said... about 3 or 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we did the Commerce Casino. And he says, why don't you stay up all night and then come on either Corolla or Frosty and Frank. Maybe they're going to do their drinking show and they'll put you on and we'll talk about the night before. And I said, well, wait a minute, I'm going to be drunk the night before. How am I going to get up at 7 in the morning? He goes, no, just pull an all-nighter. I go, how old do you think I am?
When's the last time you pulled an all-nighter?
Yeah, I mean, I pulled a serious all-nighter was probably... I don't know, like maybe in Vegas, but I'm talking about an all-nighter where you drink and smoke all night, and then you go to work the next day.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of all-nighter. I haven't done that in 20 years.
There was a time in your life when the sun would start to come up, and you're like, yeah!
Right.
And then there's a time you're like, oh my God, what have I done?
Right, exactly. Yeah, because it used to be when you were in like college, you'd get buzzed for 8 hours, and have a hangover for 1 hour in the morning.
Yeah.
Now it's exact opposite. You're buzzed for an hour.
And then,
yeah, 8 hours the next day, you're like, what the Christ did I do? And it's the worst sickness, too, because you did it to yourself, you know? You're sitting in bed, your body's hurting, you're dry heaving, and you're dehydrated, and you go, man, was that worth it? And you go, nah, it really wasn't. And then you do it again the next weekend.
Yeah, or the next night.
Well, yeah. Or you wake up and have, a hair of the dog that bit you. I never understood that, but it works. You know?
I've done the all-nighter where I've slept part of the night, but was still drunk when I woke up and went to work. And I'm hammered for like the first 2 hours of work. I'm just in that giddy phase. Like, hey, yeah, it is great. I just love work. I'm just so stupid. I'm like, I should be back asleep right now, but I'm still a little bit drunk, so I'm not hungover.
Right, exactly. That's the way to go, to like ease through. And then you're hungover later in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But have you ever done this? Have you ever drank yourself drunk, gotten sober, and then drank yourself drunk again without going to sleep? I've done that before.
You have?
Yeah. I was at an afternoon party where I got hammered at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Buddy drove me home, and I was sitting around watching football and stuff, sobered up. And then I got another call saying, hey, we're going out to a party, and got drunk again without going to sleep. That is the sign of a true pro.
Yeah, I think I did that recently. We had an event in Hermosa, I think it wasn't Hennessy's. Our show down there at Hennessy's, right on the strip or whatever.
Right.
And just got canned. And then went home, didn't go to sleep, ended up going to Sagebrush Cantina and just getting canned there again.
Really,
but the other night, I was pissed off because I ended up drinking myself sober.
What?
I started drinking and got drunk and kept drinking, and all of a sudden I'm sober again. And I'm like, how in the hell did that happen? And then I was just pissed.
Right. And at that point, I've done that before.
I was scared, but I was pissed.
Yeah, you drink so much, and you drink so much, you actually convince yourself you're sober, and you go, wait a minute, I've had like 12 drinks and I'm not buzzed? But then you think to yourself, if I get in a car and drive home, I bet the cop will think I'm buzzed, though.
Yeah.
The cop is going to nail me for a guy who's had 12 drinks.
But you know yourself so well, at a certain point in the night, you know your speech pattern, how it should be.
Right, exactly.
The moves you're making.
Yeah, right.
And when you're sober and you're not doing that, and you've been drinking twice as much as normal, this is not right.
All right, let's take some calls here. About Hector in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Simon!
Hey.
What's up, Hector?
Hey, Frank, know me? I'm the one that called your best friend, Biddy Huey.
That's right, actor. Thank you for calling again.
How you doing, brother? Hey, Tim.
Yes, sir.
I got a question for you. Has anybody ever complained about those things yesterday about Jesse Jackson? No, and all that.
We used to get complaints for when we first started, but nothing like in the last 5 or 6 years or so.
Yeah, I've got one. Like, every time those people are clapping in the background, like, has anybody of those people in the background that were Jesse Jackson's talking to Derek complain, like, no, hey, look at here, sucker, you're making a big mistake.
Yeah, you know what, we really don't get a lot of that for some reason. And it's not that we're, you know, I actually am a big fan of Jesse Jackson, personally, and maybe that takes some of the stink off it, but one of the rules that I live by with my daughter, I learned from Jesse Jackson, and I use it every day. Because he said to me, not to me, but he said years ago, and I saw him talk about raising children, and he said, it's not what you buy your kids, it's where you take them. And I swear to God, since I heard that like 4 or 5 years ago, I patterned my whatever kind of dad I am after that comment. You know, it's not,
you're just cheap.
Yeah.
You don't want to buy your kid anything.
Well, that's probably
I took you to the track.
Yeah, it's not where you buy them, it's where you take them. And yeah, I took them to
track. I'm not going to buy you that hot dog, you won't appreciate it. Just be glad you're here.
Yeah. All right, Hector, we thank you for calling, buddy. Let's talk to, how about Charles in Santa Monica? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tammy and Frank, Tim. How are you guys?
Hey, right, Charles.
Man. Hey, I can't believe you guys are talking about drinking and getting sober and then drinking again. I mean, I do that every day, dude.
Wait a minute, you drink yourself drunk, get sober, and then drink yourself drunk again?
Yeah.
Every day.
Well, I mean, I listen to Frank every day. I can't believe I'm on the air, man. This is crazy, you know, because I drink Sparks in the morning, and then I get sober, and then, you know, I smoke a little bit, and then I drink those Miller Chills at night.
Look at you, company man.
What do you do for a living?
I work at a store. Okay. I just sell stuff, man.
Oh, you've called us before, I remember.
Yeah, I'm the guy who loves Brian David Woodman, you know.
Yes, and aren't you also the guy that called us and said you were starting a service or selling stuff in Venice Beach?
You Looney Tunes, man.
Is that you?
No, that's not me.
Oh, it was somebody who said he was starting a... he can print your name on a grain of rice, and he was starting a business. And
there's already a guy down there
in Venice, but he was going to compete with that guy.
Jesus Christ!
Because he thought that he could do a better job writing your name on a grain of rice than that guy was doing. So he's going to compete with him, and he started his own service. Then you call us and say, hey, man, I'm not getting any business. Could you help me out? Can I get a couple of free plugs on the show? Because the guy who's, the original rice writer is making all the money. He's not making jackass.
The only way you can top the rice writer is a grain of sand.
Yes.
And you'll put the rice guy out of business. He'll be like, what the hell? How are you writing on sand? a grain.
But I asked him, I said, what's your overhead? You've got a card table, a chair, and rice. I mean, what's the startup cost for writing on grains of rice? And he says, well, he goes, yeah, it's pretty inexpensive, but I'd like to make some money doing it. I mean, the startup costs were $19 for the whole business.
That's if you bought the table?
Yeah. Well, he bought the, it was a $10 table, $8 chair, and he had a buck tied up in rice. And that was his whole.
And that's like a 500-pound bag of rice.
Yeah, so, for a dollar rice, you can write
that's
the.
A lot of rice.
Yeah, you can write the phone book on them. And he wasn't doing well. But he wanted, like, plugs on this show are going to put him over the top. You know, like, oh, man, look at. Now he's moved up. He's franchised. He's got nine or ten.
Which one of you rice writers Timmy talked about? Because I'm going to him.
All right, let's talk to Matt in Ontario. Matt, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Tim? What's up, Frank?
What's up, man?
Hey, I was just thinking, you know, they keep passing all these laws against drivers in California, but why don't they just put up a huge program to teach people out here in the state how to drive in the first place? I mean, I don't know how many times I've been cut off by people who don't even signal or just like, I mean, I have to drive through traffic every day to Los Angeles or up north or something, and man, people just cannot drive out here.
Yeah, there's a lot of rude drivers out here.
It's not even the danger of, like, texting or using
it's
the
just,
phone.
It's just rudeness.
If you were a good driver, you could do both.
Yeah.
But don't think when you get a ticket, you get driving school, but then you can take that online.
Right.
How's that work?
Didn't Heidi do that?
Yeah, she took her driving school online.
Right.
And didn't
and
even
it's just
do
a lot
anything,
of questions
right?
of, you know.
Also, it's just like a driving test. But you should probably take the physical driving test. What you messed up on,
right.
You have to prove you can do.
But you know what also, I mean, when you talk about, people who are driving in Los Angeles and are not very good at driving, I don't think it's that they're not very good. I think it's just they're incredibly effing rude. Like, somebody will double park to run in and drop off their laundry, you know, and they'll put their hazard lights on and the car will be there. Or they'll stop to pick somebody up. And they'll stop in the middle of a lane, let the woman or the guy in the car, and then move on again, as opposed to getting the hell out of the way. And people also make left-hand turns where they don't give a rat's ass how many people are behind them, lined up behind them. They want to make that left-hand turn to that driveway, and they're not going to go around the block for them.
Oh, I know. I can't stand that.
That drives me absolutely effing crazy.
Heidi told a story. She went into like a Starbucks coffee bean, whatever, and Seal double parked. Jumped out to go in.
Is that right?
Yeah. Thanks, love.
Oh,
jumps and just runs in, gets in line, but it's Seal.
I don't mind if it's Seal.
If it's Seal, it's fine, right?
I guess Seal's had a rough life.
I think
Seal's cool. Yeah, but you know what? If you ain't Seal, then park.
If you're not Seal,
yeah.
Get a space.
Get your
back
ass
in the line.
Yeah, exactly. But if you're Seal, I think it's cool. All right, texting and driving. There should be more laws for people, you know, let's just create so many laws that nobody can ever move again. You know, I'm not a big fan of the law of cell phones, but they banned cell phone driving because I've been driving with a cell phone in my ear for 12 years and I've never gotten an accident. So I proved that I could do it. So I should have a special license saying, hey, he's cool, he can do it. And you should
take the driving test while doing the cell phone.
Yeah, exactly. Pass a test while you're on a cell phone, and I think you should be able to allow.
But this is going to lead to no eating in the car.
Oh yeah, no, it's going to lead to no eating in the car.
No drinking.
No drinking.
I think they already have that.
You know, no. You won't be able to. Flip your
smoking.
Your station smoking will be out. Yeah.
Actually, they tried to do that. Smoking in your car with kids in the back, you couldn't do it.
Yeah, you can't do it with kids in the back.
Oh, that is a law.
Right, but the kid can smoke.
Aha!
Because I think you can smoke in California at 16. You can't buy them until you're 18, but I think you can smoke till you're at 16. I think something like that. So the kid can sit in the back and smoke. You can't smoke. We're moving towards no smoking restaurants, but you can perform sex on your guy.
Two guys can have gay sex riding shotgun in your car with your kids in the back. But you can't smoke.
I think right today that they can do that.
Fantastic.
We're moving in that direction. Yeah.
Let's hope the airbag doesn't go off.
Right, exactly. Yeah, a guy can be giving a Hummer to another guy in a Hummer, but if there's a if anybody smokes, you're going to get a ticket.
Oh! Yeah, you can't smoke a fag in a car.
We're moving that direction.
But you can...
All right, let's talk to Mike in
British smokes, people.
Yeah, in Peru. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
It's
Piru.
Piru.
You know, like the lake.
Sorry.
There you go.
Hey, you know what? I thought you might appreciate this. You know, you talk about the text issues. If they do ban it, wouldn't that also apply to all your good buddies on the LAPD every time they start punching them on that computer that they have in their cars now?
Well, I think there's a special, dispensation for them. And, you know, you can also call, like if you're in an emergency, you have to call 911. You can put that phone up to your ear and call 911. And there's a special exception for that. I think there's an exception for the cops.
There's a cop following me. Call 911 to say that.
The cop following
me. All right, thanks, buddy. You know what I did, though? This and because, you know, I got a... we had talked about this on the show, but I got a ticket a couple months ago for a U-turn that wasn't illegal. And the cop wrote me up for an illegal U-turn, went to court to fight it, and the cop lied about it in the court twice, lied about two different things. And the judge threw the book at me, and my insurance went up $1,200 a year for 3 years. So it's cost me about $4,000 for the whole thing. So I bought...
How much was the ticket?
$185 or so.
I can see why you went so far with it.
Yeah. And but, you know, the thing was that I used to be a huge, major fan of... cops. And I thought, well, they're not going to lie to me, you know, in court. I'll just tell the judge what I did. And I wrote on the like dry erase board the turn that I made.
You had graphics?
Oh, yeah. Nice. I just wrote it on it with a dry erase board.
Did you think you were a lawyer? Did you really pretend
no,
like you were?
I just said simply the cop didn't see what I did.
Your Honor. The man sitting over there.
That man holding a gun over there. And he threw the book at me. He said, no, he said, it doesn't look like your turn was safe. I'm like, wow, what the hell? So I bought a camera that now sits on my dashboard. It's $100, and it records my driving. It records everything I do. It records what lane I'm in. It records license plate, the people in front of me, the traffic in front of me. So if I ever get an accident or if I ever get pulled over by a cop, I have the video proof that the guy is full of S.
Is that legal?
I think it's
to
I think
video
it's legal.
Camera pointing out?
I think it is. It sits on my dashboard.
I don't know why one pointing in would be.
Yeah.
Videotaping yourself while driving, you can't do it.
Yeah, but I look back on you know, and then I take the little computer card out of it. And it's just like a card you put in a digital camera. And I put it in my computer, and I can see, you know, I'm driving, you know, to, you know, the grocery store, you know.
But now everybody can see where you went.
Yes. Well, if they have the
Your wife goes out there, eject. Let's just see where Timmy went today.
Yeah. I never thought of that. Oh, boy. All right. Frank Kramer is with us. Go to the Grove tomorrow night in Anaheim. And check out Frosty, Heidi, and Frank tomorrow at 8 o'clock, the Grove in Anaheim. And we're here sitting on 97.1 FM Talk. Look at that. Tim Conway Jr. and Frank Kramer live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it. So we're getting up and going down. Hide low, looking right to left. You see us coming, I think it's best to move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath? Tonight is gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in the town. Tonight is gonna be a jailbreak, so won't you be around?
97.1 FM Talk.